Joined now on Downtown by UFC fighter Henry Cejudo, who will be facing Jussier Formiga as part of the Ultimate Fighter Latin America 2 season finale this weekend. Henry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, competitive fighting is nothing new to you. In your bio on your website, you list wrestling as something that motivated you as a young man, dealing with the hardships of being one of six kids and a single mother taking care of all of you by herself.
I mean, in life I've been through so much that it's almost propelled me. I think the challenges I had as a kid, you know, that I can translate that over to the sport of mixed martial arts.
Now, you took your wrestling skills, eventually reaching the Olympic level, becoming the youngest ever United States Olympic gold medalist in wrestling. That must have been quite an achievement for you to have back in 2008.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And I think the thing with me is I'm a competitor. I love to challenge. And I think now, after winning something like the Olympics, I just didn't feel like I was done competitively. Maybe I was done with the sport of wrestling, but ultimately in my heart, I knew I wanted to fight. And here I am today, fighting to become the best in the world. And this fight may determine who the next top contender to fight for the belt is. And so it's a really big deal for me.
Yeah. After retiring from competitive wrestling, you decide to make this jump now into MMA and eventually reaching to the UFC. What has been the biggest transition and undertaking for you from going from that wrestling world and from that boxing world into mixed martial arts?
I think the differences is just the little details, is knowing that you have to protect your head and you just have to protect your body a little bit more. In wrestling, you grapple, you try to off balance and submit your opponent. But in fighting, it's you got to be careful because these guys can throw elbows, knees, and different elements that could cut you and that could put you to sleep. I think there are little details that you have to kind of increment in your wrestling now. I think those are some of the biggest things.
Now, this fight coming up this weekend will be in Monterrey, Mexico, a place where your mother immigrated from before you were born. Will fighting in Mexico have any more added meaning for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's a place that's dear to my heart. It's home away from home. I love coming to Mexico. I grew up around Mexican people. I'm fluent in Spanish. And like I said, man, I feel such at home out here. I feel like I've never left home. A privilege, and I'm excited to put on a show for the Mexican fans.
We're talking with UFC fighter Henry Cejudo, who will be taking on Jussier Formiga as part of the Ultimate Fighter Latin America 2 finale this weekend on Fox Sports 1. Now, you seem to be very motivated by success and accolades, of course, the Olympic gold medal. Is your ultimate goal here in the UFC to win a championship, or are you just content with having good, successful fights in the UFC?
No, my goal is to become the best in the world. Anything less than that is, to me, it's failure. I want to push my body, my mind, my soul as much as I can, so I can use that to continue to be a role model and example to a lot of people. And I think when I've done that in wrestling, I feel like I could do the same thing here in the sport of mixed martial arts.
Now, you fought at the bantamweight and flyweight classes in MMA. Is there one that you prefer over the other?
I prefer the flyweight, but feeling like a bantamweight. But no, it's flyweight. I think it's the best opportunity. I'm short. I'm about 5'4", and I feel like the weight class suits me well. Keeps me on my toes. I have to cut weight, unfortunately, a lot of it. But it keeps me focused and it keeps me disciplined.
Now, not only are you an incredible athlete, but you're also an author too. Why was it important for you to write the book American Victory?
It was important because I feel like I have a unique story, kind of like the underdog story. And I always wanted to share that with people, with the youth, with people that are in my situation or that have been in my situation. And I just want to be an inspiration to a lot of these people that, you're not alone. And anything is possible. If you dream big, sacrifice all, you could enjoy victory.
It also must be pretty cool. I know no shoes in the octagon, but you actually have your own signature shoe as well.
Yeah, I had my own signature wrestling shoe with Adidas, number one seller here in the U.S., back in 2008, 2010. So, like I said, man, I've been blessed with a lot of things, and hopefully I can continue to have success so I can continue to inspire others.
Now, a big fight coming up. You're undefeated through 9 fights, 3-0 record in the UFC, and now onto a big fight, as I mentioned, with Jussier Formiga. What does he bring to the table, and what are you going to try to do to beat him this weekend?
He's a competitor. He's a competitor. I think his submission game is second to none in the UFC. I think he's a really, really tough competitor, so you just have to be on my toes and fight very cautiously. But then again, anticipate and take advantage of the openings. So he's a threat, just like any other fighter, but I think him in particular, his ground game is, like I said, second to none.
It, now, if you do come out victorious on Saturday, I don't want to look past Formiga this weekend, but if you do come out on top, do you think you're close to a title shot with Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson?
Absolutely. I would say so. I would love that. So I'm ready. I'm ready for all comers. So at this point, I have no excuse. Let's make it happen. Let's scrap.
UFC fighter Henry Cejudo will be taking on Jussier Formiga as part of the Ultimate Fighter finale on Fox Sports 1 this Saturday at 10 p.m. Henry, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
No, absolutely not. Thank you, guys. You guys have a wonderful day.